Thank you for tuning in to this month's episode of The Cuddy Strange on Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Today we have two very special guest hosts who will share with us the music by a group of composers who once lived in the Bay Area but have since relocated. Without further ado, here are Alex and Vicky Norton.
Thank you very much, Daniel. I am Alex, and joining me here is Vicky. Hi, Vicky. How are you?
Hi, Alex. I am doing very well. I am looking forward to my weekend hiking in the Adirondacks, now that the weather has cleared.
That sounds fantastic, Vicky. If it weren't for my broken leg that I got playing with my kids, I would love to do something like that.
Lord knows I have been there, Alex. We have a great show planned for you today. As said earlier, in this episode, we will listen to six composers who once resided in the Bay Area and have since relocated. With the Bay Area being one of the most transient places in the country, many different walks of artists come through, leaving their mark while picking up others. This makes for a unique mix of music that sometimes develops interestingly over time, or disappears as fast as it showed up.
First, on The Cuddy Strange, we have Ryan Ross Smith, a composer and performer currently based in Troy, New York. He focuses on the development and research of animated notational practices and is interested in the creation of rhythmic complexity with an economy of means, the stasis of an active non-accomplishment, the expression of concept over form or development. In other words, the performer or performers play along with a video, which is an animation, created by Mr. Smith, that yields complex sonic results with theoretically minimal preparation, though not for long, right, Mr. Smith? And planning with fellow participants, regardless of skill level. Simply put, it is super rad and you should go check it out. You can find information about his music, as well as a global network of innovative composers and researchers at www.animatednotation.com. This piece we will listen to now, study number 40.3, bracketed as Pulsven, spelled P-U-L-S-E-V-E-N, is played here by the Mills Contemporary Performance Ensemble, directed by Steed Coward. It is for seven instrumentalists, each one assigned a number 1 through 7. Again, you can find this score and follow along at www.animatednotation.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Ryan Ross Smith's Study Number 40.3, performed by the Mouse Contemporary Performance Ensemble. Next we have on our show, Ernesto Carcamo Cavazos is a guitarist and composer of contemporary acoustic and electronic music. He was born in September 1987 in Mexico City. He started on playing classical guitar at the age of 9 and began performing and composing in his high school years. He lived in Oakland, California from 2009 to 2011 before a stint in Europe for a bit, and eventually settling in New York City, like so many other former Bay Area folks. Cuarteto Violines, better known as OC, Quarteto de Naranjas, or, simply put, Violin Quartet, was premiered last year in New York City and performed here by the violinists Paula Garcia, Arthur Muller, Jennifer Choi, and Elizabeth Durham.
Thank you.
Well, wasn't that such a great piece, Alex?
Indeed it was, Vicky. A real banger there by Mr. Carcamo Cavazos. Titled Violin Quartet. Up next we have Evan Bogunia. According to Evan Bogunia's website, that's spelled B-O-G-U-N-I-A. He is a composer interested in the fragmentation and recontextualization of musical ideas, forms and idioms, and different ways to present these ideas in the studio as well as the stage. This piece accomplishes exactly that. Now living in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Mr. Bogunia, also known under the name of Dataflow, that's DATAF, the number one, OW, all one word, shares with us this piece. Created entirely from recordings of his grandmother's wind chimes. The work is titled, South Hudson. Thank you.
That was a piece by Evan Bolgunia, a.k.a. Dataflow, called South Hudson. You can find more of his music on his website at www.evanbolgunia.wordpress.com. Johnny Avirom is a composer, sound designer and occasional radio producer. Until recently, Johnny lived in Oakland, California before deciding to globetrot and, like Mr. Bolgunia, land in Philadelphia. Here he shares with us two short pieces, the first, called Tap, and the second, called Before There Were Clothes, There Was Hair. Let's take a listen to Tap now.
Thank you.
That was Tap by Johnny Aviram. Let's listen to one more by Ms. Aviram, called Before There Were Clothes, There Was Hair. That's spelled C-O-M-B-S. You can find more of Ms. Aviram's music on her website at www.johnnyaviram.net.
Great jams right there by Ms. Aviram. Looking forward to hearing more of her jams in the future. And as always, we wish her well in Philadelphia. Luigi Marino is a musician native to Rome. He holds a BA in Arts and Philosophy from University of Rome Tor Vergata, and an MFA in Electronic Music from Mills College. He also studies ARB with Mose Sancazarosifer. His recent work has focused on interactive systems able to create interactions between an acoustic source and a computer, with particular attention to how intuitive decisions can affect a predetermined structure in a formal way. Simply put, it is an extremely complex execution of ideas that yield stunning results. Here we will listen to part two of his work, The Voice of Emptiness. That was part two of Luigi Marino's The Voice of Emptiness. Find more of his music at luigimarino.net. To finish our show, we will listen to two pieces by Monique Badebo, a former Bay Area resident now living in Massachusetts. She really brings the heat with these next ones. The first called 10 Ways to Destroy Your Commercial Vacuum. The second is Factory Dance. Here we go. We'll be right back. And now Factory Dance by Monique Badebo.
Thank you.
That was a doozy, don't you agree, Vicky?
Oh, for sure, Alex. These ladies and gents really know how to kick out some serious gems.
Thank you so much again, Daniel and Nick, for letting us host our show here. And to everyone at WGXC for continuing support of the Cutty Strange Radio Hour.
This month's episode of the Cutty Strange was guest hosted by Alex and Vicky Norton, produced by Daniel Steffi and Nick Wang, and broadcast through Wavefarms WGXC 90.7 FM out of New York's Upper Hudson Valley.